This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by West Chase Golf Club. West Chase Golf Club, located in Tampa. I have hosted multiple events there on the Todd Wright Tour, including the most recent Good vs. Evil 2018 event that was first on this year's calendar. West Chase Golf Club played to rave reviews of my players at Good vs. Evil. And we may just be back at West Chase Golf Club for Good vs. Evil 2019 and make the front nine the evil nine this time and prep the back nine to be the good nine, easiest to score on. Everyone has fun at Good vs. Evil. West Chase available for your play, public play. They host a number of outings. I would encourage you to reach out to them if you're considering a golf tournament outing. And if you've never run a golf tournament before and you reach out to West Chase Golf Club, you talk to Lauren, you talk to Jared and say, you know, we've never run a golf tournament before. We could use a little help. Let me know. I'll be happy to help you host an event at West Chase Golf Club. 813-854-2331. 813-854-2331. West Chase Golf Club at 11602 West Chase Golf Club, West Chase Golf Drive. It's just off Linebaugh. South of Citrus Park, westchasegc.com. We'll make this Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast a bit shorter, just with the focus on the most recent news of the four-game suspension, which has already been appealed and upheld as it relates to an RB1 in Mark Ingram of the New Orleans Saints. With the New Orleans Saints, we're talking about that's one of those teams, right? When I tell you, in your season-long league, you want to have a piece. You want to have a piece of this team, this team, this team, this team, this team, because you know they're going to score points. New Orleans is one of those teams. They certainly were last year. That backfield with Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, quarterback Drew Brees, certainly Michael Thomas came on at the end of the season. All year, sort of my darling, my undervalued play for season-long leagues, waiver pickups, and daily leagues was Ted Ginn Jr., just making the most of limited targets, a big play type guy that was in a perfect situation in New Orleans, and I still think New Orleans is a potential landing spot for Dez Bryant's talents. But let's talk about what the suspension means. First of all, it elevates even further the draft status and the value of Alvin Kamara. I believe at one point last night, actually sitting with friends in the original Leroy Selman's restaurant, where I watch a lot of sports and have a lot of conversation with good friends and those who work at the restaurant who are my friends, I looked up at the board. I looked up at one of the televisions and I saw, I believe it was ESPN, and I'm a big fan of the ESPN Fantasy Football Now show, and the likes of Matthew Berry and Field Yates and those who are on that show, Tim Hasselbeck as well. They sort of did a ranking of running backs, and they had Kamara at three behind Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson. Now, I wasn't sure what the criteria was, whether that was just scoring from the previous year. It might have been. Well, it would have had David Johnson in it, obviously. We've talked here when we did the Fantasy Football Podcast off the first round of the NFL draft a couple of weeks ago and talked about Saquon Barkley being an RB1, a legitimate RB1 consideration. And right now, when I think about the top running backs fantasy-wise, I think the three that really stand out the most to me, in no particular order, are David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, and Ezekiel Elliott. Now, you can make a case that Alvin Kamara is either the fourth in that group or is highly ranked in the next tier of RB1s. However you feel about it, I had Alvin Kamara last year. I grabbed him on waivers, and he was wonderful. Of course, lost him for what? A game plus with a concussion protocol. But those are things, at least, you know, especially until there's a pattern, you've got to just sort of accept that and move on, right? That's part of the game right now. We don't like it, but we understand it. We don't like it from a scoring standpoint. That's what we don't like about it. We understand it from every other aspect. So this elevates Kamara's value. I think Sean Payton will want to be careful. The Saints, I guess, are saying, nope, we don't have any interest in going out and signing a veteran running back to replace a Mark Ingram for those four games. Now, there's a little more to this because apparently the more we look into this, Mark Ingram would like a new contract. Certainly being suspended for PEDs and not being available for the first four games hurts him going forward. It doesn't give him any more negotiating power. If anything, it hurts his negotiating power. There appears to be a little tension between Ingram and his agent and the New Orleans Saints. We'll just take it at face value for the four-game suspension that it is. If you're thinking, well, okay, so this is the running, you know, because we've been down this road with Le'Veon Bell, then we were down this road with Ezekiel Elliott, and now here we are with Mark Ingram. This isn't an Ezekiel Elliott situation. Take it from me, and some of you were also smart enough to recognize this. I tell the story. Ezekiel Elliott fell on the draft boards in the season-long league I commission. I had drafted Shady McCoy, number one. I drafted Melvin Gordon, number two. I was fine. I was ready to draft wide receivers and or Tom Brady, who I was spotlighting for a higher draft pick just to get the regular Tom Brady numbers. And there was Ezekiel Elliott sitting there for me in the third round at roughly – we're a 10-team league, so roughly the 24th or 25th pick. So I took him. I took him because I knew there was a lot of fight from Elliott's side, and there was a lot of legalese that could delay that six-game suspension. I was very comfortable knowing that Elliott wouldn't miss the first six games of the season. Eventually, he did miss six games. It hurt the Cowboys, I think, more than it hurt smart fantasy owners. Who, you know, by the time he was ultimately suspended, you had more of a roster in place, and I had picked up Alvin Kamara on waivers. So my running backs were McCoy, Gordon, Kamara, and Ezekiel Elliott. So I was fine. But this isn't an Elliott situation. This is a four-game suspension now. The only drastic thing, I guess, that could happen. I'm really not even going to go down that road. I don't know what the future is between the Saints and Ingram, but this is a four-game suspension. So treat it as such. I think it elevates the value of Kamara. Kamara won't get all the snaps that Ingram got. He'll get many of them. Don't expect to double your numbers on Kamara in those first four games. But basically, if Alvin Kamara wasn't already a first-round draft pick in season-long leagues, he is now. That much I can pretty much promise you. Maybe the third, fourth, or fifth running back off the board. I think you can make that case. So it elevates his value. What does it do for Mark Ingram? Well, you want to monitor the situation between him and the Saints. Keep an eye on this. But if this is basically going to be a four-game suspension, and Ingram is playing for a contract, he will come back and he should be ready to go. And he should be ready to score touchdowns like he did last year. What, 11, 12 touchdowns? A lot of those between the tackle, variety touchdowns. He had what, roughly 1,100, 1,200 yards last year. All right, so let's quarter off that roughly. He could be looking at an 800-yard season. But still giving you potentially the same impact game by game. You're just not going to get it until the Saints' fifth game of the regular season. Can you feel good about drafting Mark Ingram as an RB2? Yeah, I think you can. I don't think you want to draft him as an RB1 because you know he's not going to be there for the first four games. I think the only way you would, let me try to give you a scenario where, I don't really want to go down that road either. I'm trying to think of a scenario where you'd have a draft strategy where you still get Ingram I guess if he falls enough, but by then you'll already have one or two running backs. But Ingram, I think right now, you could be comfortable drafting him as an RB2/3 or as a flex play. I don't think he'll drop a lot, but enough, right? I don't think anyone in a season-long league is taking Mark Ingram as their first running back. Once people get an RB1, I think they might be like, okay, I've got my RB1, so let's grab Ingram as my RB2, and then let me make sure I follow up that pick with an RB3 in the next 2 to 3 rounds, a guy who I think is going to have a hot start. All right, so I think that's what we're looking at there. This might also mean increased volume throwing the ball for Drew Brees, at least in the first month of the season, because Ingram was primarily a ground guy, although he caught more passes out of the backfield than you think, unless you're a Saints fan or you were an Ingram owner. So I think the value of Kamara goes up. Not that it wasn't bullish anyway off last season. I think Drew Brees' value, we talked about quarterback tiers in the last fantasy podcast. I think Brees' value potentially goes up, at least at the start of the season, without Mark Ingram behind Drew Brees on roughly 50% of the snaps for that first half of the season. Might help Michael Thomas a little click up. And as far as Mark Ingram, though, yeah, an RB2/3 seems like where he fits in terms of your season-long draft boards. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented and teed up at West Chase Golf Club, 813-854-2331. I thank Jared from West Chase Golf Club for providing a very nice foursome that I added to one of the 6 grand prize packages at the most recent Todd Wright Tour Championship, sending out another grand prize winner to play as a foursome, no charge, no green fee, no cart fee, at West Chase Golf Club in the coming weeks. The greens are in as good a condition as most of us who live in the Tampa Bay area have seen in a long time. Take advantage of that at West Chase Golf Club, especially as we're getting here into the warmer weather, where there will be significantly less traffic on the golf course, lunchtime, mid-afternoon, late afternoon. You will have a very fast pace of play and enjoy yourself at West Chase Golf Club. 813-854-2331. Visit westchasegc.com. Any other fantasy or any football questions, email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Any golf questions, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Ask me about West Chase. Ask me about other golf courses. I've played 169 different golf courses in the state of Florida. I think I can give you an opinion or two. If you're wondering the condition of a course, what the layout is like, hey, is this worth the drive? I'm happy to answer any of your golf questions. And yes, the 15th event that I host will be open to the public. Very inexpensive. Coming up, our projected date is July 28th. I should have an announcement on price, on course, on food, and more very, very soon. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com for any additional information. I'll tell you everything I possibly can. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.